It's no secret that most Southeast cities have been losing jobs and people. Changes in the fishing industry, the downturn in timber, and higher energy costs have sent some residents to nearby larger towns or outside the region. That's happened at the same time Sea Alaska has focused more on investments in manufacturing operations down south.
Sea Alaska's own economic presence within these communities in the region has diminished as we've continued to scale back our own operations.
Southeast's Regional Native Corporation wants to return some focus to its shareholders' home communities. So last year, it created a new subsidiary to support development of sustainable communities and economies within Southeast. Russell Dick was just named as president and CEO of that division, called Ha'ani, Tlingit for Our Land. It encompasses several existing initiatives, including oyster farming, sand and gravel, and wood pellet marketing and development. But it's looking for more, particularly resource extraction.
Mineral development, I think, is certainly a potential when we look at economic development and opportunities for rural communities. You know, Sea Alaska has a subsurface land base that is quite substantial, and that's something we need to take a hard look at and determine whether or not those assets are on the table.
Ha'ani may also work in fisheries and forest management, and Dick says it could revisit some failed ventures.
We need to analyze why things weren't able to happen in the past. But going forward, again, it's about innovation. It's about overcoming obstacles. You know, I'm not particularly interested in hearing why something can't be done, but I'm more interested in hearing and understanding what it takes to make it happen.
Sea Alaska has given the subsidiary the same name it uses for its land selection bill before Congress. If it passes, the corporation would take ownership of tens of thousands of acres of valuable timberland that would be managed by Sea Alaska's logging subsidiary. It would also allow the corporation to select several dozen small plots of land that fit other Ha'ani goals. The so-called future sites could be used for ecotourism, hydro and tidal energy development, and other ventures. But Dick says it's unclear how the bill will fit into the business.
I won't say that Ha'ani, the division of Sea Alaska, will manage future sites. But future sites will certainly have a role in how we develop the region in terms of economic opportunities.
Sea Alaska has already entered into business development partnerships with Kloak's Viking Lumber and the Juneau-based Tlingit Haida Central Council, and more are planned.
Sea Alaska can't and will not do this alone. It's going to take a collaborative effort with a number of organizations to make this truly a reality and a success in the region.
A major focus will be lowering energy costs and providing jobs that can keep young people in small communities. He says shareholder and local hire will be high priorities for any venture, but they also must make business sense.
We have over 20,000 tribal member shareholders. We have to meet financial expectations of our shareholders. So this is not going to be a social program, but it's really going to be a program predicated on developing economies that meet financial hurdles for everybody involved.
Dick, a shareholder who was raised in Hoonah, began his job in mid-August. He's also worked for Sea Alaska as Vice President of Corporate Development, Director of Diversity Solutions, and as a Natural Resources Engineer. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.